You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a seven-figure contract. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. He has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
People are going to look at everything you did because of the hype surrounding your arrival and what they think you can be.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu, from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Rashford, he's in here. He scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. Thank you. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man
U.
Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Rooney! Description. Oh. How about
Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes! Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
I'll be for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that she danced on. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Still bangles.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Mugga Make United Great Again. You're joined by me, Stevie, the host, and I've got three other guests with me. I'm going to go to you first, Timmy, since you're the regular. How you doing, bro?
Good, my guy. All good. It's been a while still.
It has been a while. I see you've still got that stained background in your image, but we'll talk about
it up, bro. I needed to make sure guys knew who I'm repping, because you get me? That's my guy. It's LaBille FC all day, every day. Get me? We'll be back, fam. I told them to get the hair was coming back. You told him now, Pogba's coming back, fam. Don't worry about that.
I don't know about being back when he never arrived, but I'm going to go to Dwayne. What are you saying,
bro? You got Bruno in your background.
No, you got to put some respect on Pogba's name, bro.
Get like, me.
I'm Dwayne. I ain't got no fancy background on that, but I'm fully repping Pog.
Sorry, Pogba FC. We're here.
All right, Dan, I see you with the Portuguese flag. Which side are you repping today, man?
I'm firmly on the fence still. I like both of them. We just live.
Nah. We can't have any fence sitters.
Nah, the two of them right now. You have to be on Bruno's side, innit? have to take really. But everyone knows I'm a big Pogba fan still.
There you go, a man with sense. All right, before we get into it, I need to plug some stuff for Mugga. So if you ain't following or subscribe to us on all the platforms, Twitter especially, make sure you do that. We've got our Discords running continuously. I'm sure you lot have heard Mariah giving it to the enemy in previous Discord chat. So if you ain't been joining and getting, get on. Like, it's much more raw than some of the podcasts. Gets aggressive, and it's hella funny as well. If you want to see our beautiful faces, then this YouTube will be coming out in a few days after the pod, and make sure you subscribe to that. And we've also got hella Patreon content coming soon as well. So we've got the Enter the Top 30 series this week, Pogba Watch as well, and we're going to start having previews of all the games as well. So if you want that tasty analysis, make sure you tune in and sign up to the Patreon content. All right, now I've got that out of the way, I need to shout out my guy Mario again, because now this is 2 weeks that I've been on and he's running scared as well. So we're going to keep a count on that for how many weeks I'm going to record this podcast. And he don't want to take this case.
Man gave him a call out early doors.
Hey, okay. Boy, that's what the streets are saying. He's running scared, innit? So, anyway.
Boy.
What you saying? The streets are saying you had him up, yeah?
Bro, I don't want to talk too much, but I'm here. He isn't. He went and recorded on the main pod yesterday. He don't want this Mugga smoke. So.
No way.
Oh dear.
Boy, I don't want to get into that one too much. It feels like a weird week for United because we won. Obviously, we took the 3 points, but there doesn't seem to be much joy around our performance. I watched that game absolutely dreadful from start to finish. It seems that we are really struggling to create chances. We haven't scored more than one goal in a Premier League game at Old Trafford this season. So I'm going to even start with one of the listeners' questions, and I'm going to go to you first, Timmy. So most of our current squad have played together for a number of seasons now, but somehow still look like strangers. There's no chemistry. Is that down to the coaches or the players not being good enough, or is the pressure of the shirt weighing them down?
I think it's down to coaching. I think majority of the people will say it's down to coaching as well. One thing about me is I've always been vocal in my thought that there's enough quality in this squad to challenge going forward. I mean, we've got Pogba, we've got Bruno, Rashford, Martial, Greenwood. I'm a big fan of Wan-Bissaka defensively. Everyone knows how I feel about De Gea already. So for me, obviously we just brought in Van der Beek as well. So we've strengthened depth-wise also. It's never been a problem. It's never been an issue with the quality of the squad, because I think that we've got quality in abundance in the squad. I just feel that the coaching is just terrible. I think we don't have a specific style of play. I feel like the patterns of play that we show in game, majority of the time, whenever it looks good, it's freestyled. And to be honest with you, I just don't think Ollie's up to it, man. I just don't think he's up to it.
When you say challenge, bro, like, what are you talking about? Like, challenge for the title?
No, I'm talking title challenge. In this COVID year right here, fam. In this COVID year, anyway, man, know that I think we're going to win the league already. I've put my neck on the line.
Yeah. He put money down on United winning the title.
Boy,
I've put my neck on the line. And listen, but that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, but you can't just pretend that you never said that, bro.
I said title challenge.
But we're not even good enough for that,
bro. Listen, no, but in this COVID market, if we could string around a three results together, all of a sudden we're in contention. You get me?
Let's just
relax. We still got a game in hand over the ops as well.
I was going to say, like, we win our relax, game in hand, like, we're only 4 points off the top.
Exactly.
Like, it's not that mad.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think if you look at the league as a whole right now, everyone is crap. Except
right.
except Liverpool.
And Spurs.
Even Spurs are doing well right now, but they're gonna have their period that everyone else is having, where they have a run of results.
It sounds like hope. The reality is we have got too much problems in our team. I think, yes, what you talked about is the depth of the squad. I think, yeah, in the front and forward lines, it's a great deal. But that defensive back line is a joke. It's a mess. There isn't a leader in there. There isn't any... nothing. Like, one percent.
I hate Harry Maguire, innit? But other than Harry Maguire, it's probably not championship... it's probably not a championship-winning back four yet. But guys know I like Lindelof. I'm a big fan of Wan-Bissaka defensively. I like what I've seen of Telles so far. But you see, I'm the kind of guy where I'd rather my right back be very good defensively and give you a little bit going forward rather than vice versa.
But he's not even giving us a little bit, let's be real.
So Dwayne,
the thing is, and this is why in the summer I said that right wing was a priority position, because I just think that we're giving him too much to do because we don't have a proper
right winger. I agree with that.
If we had a natural right winger, then he wouldn't have to do as much as he's doing right now. He wouldn't look as awkward and he could just focus on his defending.
Also, when you look at the league right now, everybody looks at Liverpool with their two ridiculous fullbacks. And they all, because no one matches them, everyone thinks that everyone else is shit. I think Wan-Bissaka got 4 assists last season. That's pretty standard for a fullback. Fullbacks aren't supposed to get 12 assists each a season. Fullbacks are just nuts. If you look at like Bayern, Pavard is not a good right back. He's not good going forward as a right back. He's better than Wan-Bissaka, but he's not a good right back going forward. Mm. But they don't care because they got Sané and Gnabry.
I think the problem is...
if you look at the top teams in Europe, they don't have amazingly attacking fullbacks. Bar Marcelo, who's now bang average since he lost that attacking spot. It's not a thing. It's just Liverpool. And because Liverpool are so close to us, we all look at it like, well, why is our fullback not doing it?
It's not even that for me. My thing is like, Wan-Bissaka is brilliant defensively. Yeah. Like, second to none. But he's not even average going forward. Like, he can't deliver nothing, bro. He's a mess when he's on the ball. He just looks uncomfortable. And I like him. I'm a big fan.
No, I get you.
Let him land.
When he's going forward, he looks uncomfortable on the ball and you don't feel like he's going to ever make anything happen. Like, for me, we need someone who can deputise him, like, at the end of the day, come in and give us the attacking threat. Because you're talking about a right winger, but it's 2020. Like, we don't even use wingers. Like, it's a forward, isn't it? And they generally tuck in, and that fullback needs to be able to get forward. So it confuses me as to why we let Dalot go, because he was a fullback that could do that.
Yeah,
Wan-Bissaka isn't that at all.
Clear of Williams.
Oh yeah, Williams. He's not poor. He's just basic.
We've got Laird coming up as well.
Yeah, I ain't seen much of him. I heard about him though. Wan-Bissaka for me. You use them man there in the big games. Wan-Bissaka. None of them brothers are getting any change out of Wan-Bissaka. But when you're playing them small dead teams, we need a fullback that's gonna get forwards.
Okay, so Dwayne, I'm gonna ask you a direct question, and we're going back to the same question I asked. It's Timmy. Is this problem that United have, is it the coaching or is it the players? What's the bigger issue right now?
I think it's mad because I think there are areas in the team. There is chemistry. Like between Martial, Rashford, Pogba, you can see there's chemistry. But there's no transition from that midfield and linking up together. It's like it only happened between them. And it looks like it's a freestyling thing. It's them man by themselves doing that. There isn't chemistry between the whole team. And for me, that's a coaching problem. But we know we don't have a coach. Just be real. We've got a PE teacher that's being paid good money.
I hear you. Okay, Dan, I'm going to go to you. Looking deeper into that match, should we have been alarmed when we saw the starting lineup and against one of the poorer teams in the league, we saw Ole continue with the 4-2-3-1? Obviously, we know he's been playing that to protect the defence, but against West Brom, who shouldn't cause us huge problems offensively, do you think it was the wrong move, him going with the double pivot of Matic and Fred?
I don't think the formation necessarily is the problem, it's the players. If you put Van der Beek in there for either Fred or Matic, even if you play the same formation, there's instantly more creativity, more attacking, mindset straight away. So it, the formation necessarily wasn't the problem. It was just the players. And again, he seems to have this thing. I did a thing on it recently where if you look at Bruno, when he's not the main guy that everything goes through, like when you watch him for Portugal, it doesn't go through him, so he's not good. And that's not a thing against him, but if it doesn't run through him, he struggles. So I feel like that's why. But obviously, when it does go through him, you see what he does. He gets goals and assists every game. Like it's hard to not get that out of a player. Like if you have the formula to get that from a player, it's stupid to not use it. So I can imagine that Ollie's sitting there going, well, I can guarantee a goal or an assist out of this guy every game if I play him with two holding midfielders behind him. Or I can play him with someone else a bit more attacking, but it takes influence away from him and I don't know how we'll play. So I'm not surprised Ollie's doing it, but personally, you have to play the better footballers because that's how you're going to break teams down.
Agreed.
So it's a bit of a weird... I can't understand why he's doing it. When Bruno's performing the way he's performing, and I'm not talking about... Like, obviously, his performances aren't amazing. They're not. They're sixes or sevens, but a six or seven for him, he's getting a goal and an assist.
Man said sixes or sevens.
At best. But even still, but he's doing that. Look at Everton. Everton, before the assist for Cavani, he got, what was it, two goals, but or a goal and an assist, whatever it was. But he had like a 4 out of 10. He was rubbish on the ball on that day. But we were winning the game because of him. So yeah,
it's hard. Influence on the game.
It's hard to overlook that, man. It's hard to overlook that, especially when we're struggling.
But why were we overlooking when Mickey was doing it?
We weren't, because Mickey...
We were. And why were we overlooking it? Hold on. And why were we overlooking it when Pogba was doing it?
When was Pogba doing it?
Man United fans are the reasons that this non-penalty goals thing is a thing.
I don't understand that.
Because everybody was crying because the only kind of goals he was scoring were penalties.
Yeah, but that's because people don't like Pogba and they're idiots.
Hold on. Now Bruno's doing it. It's like, oh, don't say nothing because he's making us win. But when Pogba was doing it, I can't speak for anyone but myself. Everyone's so quick to talk about how much of a flop this guy was or this guy is. And I don't want to make this a Pogba thing. When I spit bars in a ring,
man, I go hard, last stand, can. Football is back in full swing. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use the promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
I don't want to make this a Pogba thing, but this really reminds me of Pogba in 18-19. What Bruno's doing right now really reminds me of Pogba in 18-19. One of them is getting so much love and the other one was getting so much hate.
So the way I look at it is, prior to that spell that Pogba had when Ollie first came in, he was at best probably average, maybe a bit more than average.
Performance-wise,
he was.
Bruh, the season before Ollie came in, he was number one in every department, brother.
And we finished where?
But that's not what we're talking about.
That doesn't matter, does it? If we finish, De Gea was the best keeper in the world, but we were finishing sixth. It doesn't really help us.
But that's not the discussion.
Yeah, but it's a team sport. What I'm saying is, when you look at Pogba, and I'm a fan of Pogba, I love Pogba. Pogba is our best player by far when he's performing. The issue is he doesn't perform often enough. And right now you've got Bruno, who, barring a 6 or 7 game spell after lockdown, has chipped in with a goal or assist in near enough every game since he signed. So instantly, fans are going to give him more leeway, innit?
That's just about 50-60% of my opinion, bro.
It doesn't matter. Goal is a goal. They win us games. Same way when Pogba was doing it, when Ollie first came and he scored 7-8 penalties in 12 games, whatever it was. Goal is a goal. It wins us a game. If we win 1-0 38 times in the Premier League season from 38 pens, we're winning the league. I don't care about that.
I've got a question for you. Moving slightly away from this point, going back to chance creation, because it seems like one of the areas we're really struggling in. And it was crazy because I watched the United match and then I watched Liverpool and I was just like, just the speed of play is completely different. We've got like slow build up, a lack of urgency in what we're doing. But on paper, we've got a decent midfield. And on paper, we've also got a decent attack. But it seems that the attack isn't quite firing on all cylinders. Who do you look to give more from our team? Is it the midfielders who aren't quite functioning right?
Yes, that's exactly the problem.
Or do you think it's the attackers who need to do more?
No, I think generally, I think the problem starts in the midfield. It's the engine room. Yeah, and we've got man like Fred on the ball. He can't find a pass. When Fred gets onto the ball and players are making moves, they're not receiving the ball. Then you've got to check your run, come back in. And by the time that all happens, it slows everything down. Do you know how long Fred takes on the ball? It's an eternity. Like you need, if you're going to have Fred still in the team, if you're going to have Fred in the team, then you're going to need a Van der Beek next to him. I understand that Pogba back there doesn't work. Yeah? Because Pogba defensively, he's not doing it. So put him far forward or keep him on the bench. But Van der Beek can do that role. He's got the energy. He can get around the park if you need the energy. He also got an eye for a pass and can be dynamic on the ball. This Fred and Matic business is ridiculous. They might are stiff.
But Fred is like consistently one of the best pressers in the league right now. So do you not think he has a case to start?
Okay, if you're gonna start Fred, then you don't start Matic. They can't both do it, bro.
Shouldn't it be both of them? Unless we're playing the top.
And the reason why he's doing that nonsense, yeah, is because he will not sacrifice one of those dead centre backs. If we got our centre back with pace next to Maguire,
sorry, just to stop you quickly, he will not sacrifice Harry Maguire. Please say his name, bro. Lindo's my guy. Lindo is
say my
guy.
Name. Say
he
my
does
name.
His thing. You get me,
man? No, I've been on the. Maguire. I was with Lindelof from day dot. Like the first time I ever came on this pod, I was back in Lindelof. Yeah, many years ago. It's a thing.
Lindelof is not great, but I think he's better.
Not as bad as people pretend that he is, man.
He's not a bad defender. But I think, again, we're just having... You look around in the world, yeah, and you always have a defender that can cover the other defender. He picks up from where the other one... We don't have that, bro. Look at on against West Brom the other day, bro, for the penalty. Maguire was stripped for pace. Any other defender, the ball does not get into the box. But because he ain't got zero pace, they just stripped him. But no one will talk about it. It's like it didn't happen. You know what? That was the fundamental problem.
You see Maguire, yeah? I feel like I'm watching John Terry under Andre Villas-Boas again. Like, he's just a stiff penalty box defender that can play with the ball at his feet, sort of. But we're playing him on the halfway line. And he's got Lindelof next to him, who's not quick. Like, he's not. And it don't make no sense. And then you want your fullbacks to push up because your wingers tuck in. And then they've got no help. It don't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
And that's why it falls on the PE teacher's heads.
Yeah. Like, this is why when I say that, I personally, I think Ollie's been let down, isn't it? Like, he has been let down. The players, in a way, he has been let down. Like, the players he wanted in the summer, we should have done way more in business in the summer than we did. Like, so he's definitely been let down in instances.
Dan, but, you're bugging me.
Bruv, but he is a terrible coach. He's not a coach.
So he ain't been let down then, bro. So because if you give him all this money, he ain't going to get nothing from him anyway.
No, but if you give him a proper right winger and you give him a proper centre back, I don't know why he picked Maguire. That's on him. But the players that we were linked with in the summer, for the most part, people were happy with. If we had done the business that we were linked with, which is reportedly the players he wants, people were not angry about that. The fact is, we didn't get these players that are his number one targets. He apparently didn't even want Van der Beek. He wanted Grealish.
You can tell that he didn't want Van der Beek.
Right, but this is what I'm saying. So it's hard to blame him for not playing Van der Beek when he didn't want Van der Beek. Like, that don't make sense. If he had signed, like when he signed Ighalo, everyone went nuts at him. That's not his fault, but he didn't want Ighalo. He wanted Haaland, and we didn't get Haaland.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you.
He's a bad coach. He's not a good coach. So it's not 100% on Ollie, but obviously he's the manager, isn't it? The job of the manager is to get the most out of the squad you have, whether that's your squad or not. So he has to hold a beating for it. He has to.
Do you think that he's improved the team in any way, shape, or form? I think he's got a better team, but I don't think he's improved anything. He's had patches of good form, but not, as a whole, he ain't done nothing for this team.
I don't think he's improved the team, but what I do think he's done is he's improved some players. Like some players, maybe it's just a confidence thing, but some players, I think,
Rashford and Martial,
they've definitely.
Are they though?
Is that just age? Is that not just age? They've just matured, bro. That's it.
No, you know what? You might be right, but I have to give it to him. He's the factor that's changed. So
we can't take away all the credit just because we don't like him, man. We can't. That's not fair.
I'm looking at the big picture, and the big picture is they've gone from 23 to 24. It makes a massive difference. 23-year-old strikers don't bang, generally. Do you know what I mean? Like, they need to mature a little bit. So I think that's
him that's playing Martial as the centre forward. He's given him the run of games. He's found Rashford a position that he's now settled in, that he's performing in.
So it's
a bit of everything, isn't it? Like, I can't think
with Martial, yeah, blood. We're saying he's improved. What area of his game has improved?
His hold up plays better. He's
improved drastically. And I think his off the ball has improved as well. Like,
as much as he doesn't do it enough, he scores a lot more scruffy goals than he used to.
And like, I just think,
is that not just because he's now playing as the only nine?
No, because they said when Oli first came in, he said that's a thing that they're going to work on immediately, and you can see it now. He's scoring those goals, so you can't.
But he's in those positions now, bro.
But that's because Oli's putting him there. So again, you have to.
Give that's because he's a striker.
Because he's a striker, though. But
you have to give Oli some credit for it, man.
You don't give Oli credit for putting him at number nine, I guess.
Yeah, you can't take everything away from Oli just because he's shit. Like, you have to give him something, bro. You have to give him something.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not trying to give him nothing.
All right. What do you lot think it will take for Oli to actually get sacked? Because we're in a pretty precarious position where we can never do badly enough, it seems, that his position is truly under fire, but we're never doing well enough that anyone has any confidence in him. We seem to get a lot of games like this where we'll come on and moan about the game because there was nothing positive to take from it, but we got the 3 points, so ultimately it's hard to sack him on the back of a win. So what does this guy actually have to do to get the sack?
I think it's going
to
be one of their Moyes things, but like, they're going to wait all the way till February, March, when it's looking like it's impossible to make the top four or something. Otherwise, they're going to leave him in the job. Like, there is no way them man can't see that he is not good enough. There's no way they can't see it. Everybody else can. They must be in a WhatsApp group together, bantering him, surely.
You know what, though? Someone said something to me the other day in my mentions, yeah? And I never thought about it this way. But the players quite clearly like him, innit? So if they get rid of him now, does that cause a problem in the dressing room for whoever comes in straight away?
No, I've heard that the players like him as a person, but they're not rating him as a coach.
Exactly. But we don't know that, man. They might actually like him.
Now, there was a report that said that there are many senior players of the squad who generally like him, like you like your friend, but no one actually respects his management or his coaching style.
Maybe
it's hard to.
It's hard.
It's not good.
In the same breath, like when you're not. Obviously, we're not in there, innit? So we don't know. We know what we read, and there's always a narrative behind it.
Yeah, there is. But I think he makes it difficult for himself as well with the inexperienced coaching team he's picked as well.
That's something I never got, man.
It's blind leading the blind at the minute, and you can't see where it's going to turn around.
It's been here a long time, bro, and there's no pattern.
There's nothing to look at. Like, when you look at the pit, you don't know what we're trying to do. Right now, the plan just seems the same as what it was with Jose, which is give it to the attacking players and let them do what they're doing.
Yeah.
At least it's just not good, man. I understand what he's trying to do. I don't understand what he's doing. I don't get it. By fast players, and that's as good as it gets for him.
It's a bit mad. So we've had Poch rumoured as a potential Ole replacement. But one of the listeners' questions was... what are the downsides of bringing in Pochettino? He was saying he had questions about his man management style, given the way it sort of fell apart at Spurs, and then also worrying about the fragility of the United teams, because it seems mentally we're not as strong as some of the other teams at the top of the table. So, Poch-wise, are there any negatives, Timmy, you'd see from coming in?
Go on.
Well, everyone knows I'm a big fan of Poch, so...
I don't see many negatives, to be honest with you. I'll be very happy to have him. I just think he'll just improve the team. He'll give us a style and we'll just be a lot more respected because he's a respected coach.
Mm. I totally agree with that. And I think that with Poch, if there is a negative, it's the fact that he's not won anything. So he isn't bringing that into the club. But, I mean, we've got Ollie, so he can't get much worse than that.
That's basically
it can't.
It literally can't.
Like
if we were going from Mourinho to Poch, I could see that being a negative. Yeah. But when you're going from Ollie to Poch, I can't see a negative. Like, there isn't one, really and truly.
Ollie to anybody, bro, there's not much negatives.
It's hard to think of a negative.
It's true.
When you're going from Ollie there, like there, and it's a big step.
It's a massive gap. Yeah, he's a proper coach, bro. He changes players, he improves players. He's a proper coach.
That's
and important. If you get those things out, Jose Mourinho, he's not a coach. He's a tactician. Yeah, and you get managers that are genuinely like that, tacticians or coaches. We have neither of them, bro. Like, I don't know where Ollie fits in.
Me neither.
The fact.
Me neither, bro.
Can't argue with it. And the other thing that bugs me, yeah, is I don't have to hate Ollie to not want him to manage my club. Like, I rate him as a player. He seems like a nice enough guy, but you're not a good manager. That's it. You can separate the person from the coach, innit? Because you don't want Ollie as the manager, people think you hate the man and this, and you don't respect what he did. That's your nonsense. He was a great player. Still a legend. I just don't want him to be the manager of my team. That's it.
I agree with that.
Different thing to his legacy as a player. He's just not a good coach.
What drives me nuts, bruv, is he's always smiling, bruv. No matter what the result is, man, it's skin and teeth, bruv.
He's doing that, though. Man said he's always skin and teeth.
That's his image,
bruv,
isn't it?
When I lose games here, I get vexed, bruv.
It's mad. He takes every press conference with a grin on his face. It's the most infuriating thing ever. Even when we were 2-1 down against Istanbul, he was grinning teeth on touchline. It's mad.
Do you know what I said? He was grinning to you on the touchline.
Yeah, when he does these press conferences, you can hear that he's trying to be Sir Alex. He's just not scary.
Yeah.
Like, you can hear in his answers, he wants to have that vim that Sir Alex used to have when he was firing back. And he's just bare smiling and looks like a fucking gremlin. Like, that's it. Just
you can't be yourself, bro. You can't try to emulate somebody else.
But you can see that he came up under Sir Alex, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to have that. Them comebacks and all that, like, respect, but he ain't earned it, and he doesn't have the results to back him either.
It's mad. It's like I don't know any of the former United crop that have actually done well on the back of Sir Alex tutelage. Like, and I think football has kind of changed as well.
You know, right, I was about to say, and this is part of the issue. Like, when I know I'm gonna probably get shot down for this, when Alex was in charge here, the last 2 to 3 years, I wanted him out. I wanted different football. I was like, nah, man, we're playing with 4-4-2 wingers. I don't want to see that anymore. I wanted to see that.
I wanted Sir Alex out.
Man said Sir Alex out, you know.
I wanted that evolution of football kind of thing. And then when it happened and then we got money, I was like, oh my God, bro. What was that?
Careful what you wish for, bro.
Yeah, bro. It was
careful what you wish for.
Hello.
But even I've come up on that 4-4-2 thing and they're trying to bring them same tactics here through now. It's not going to work, bro. Football's changed way too much.
This passion stuff, like, it's got to go. We actually need a tactician somewhere anyway.
Yeah. At the top level now, you have to be able to do everything, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same. As much as it's changed on the pitch, it's changed off the pitch. You can't just have an angry manager anymore and you can't have someone who wants to be hipster. You have to be able to do everything. Mm. For big games, you have to be able to change it up. You have to have your set style. You have to be able to talk to players like they're humans. You have to be able to do the media stuff. Like, you can't just do one or the other and make it anymore.
Yeah, that's a fact. Okay, were there any positives from that game?
One. We won. That's it.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. I got
3 points, I guess.
Yeah, we won.
Even any good
clean sheet. Clean sheet, kind of.
Yeah.
That's never a negative, isn't it? If you don't concede, that's not a negative. But not really. Performance-wise, no, everyone was crap.
Hello, me here from Touchline Frackers. 2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. So businesses all over the globe have been challenged to be their most efficient, and that means that every single hire that they have is critical. Indeed are the number one job site in the world, with more total visits than any other job site. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly, so you can focus on hiring the right person for your business. Unlike other job sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring, so you only pay for what you need. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a shortlist of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out for a free $75 credit at indeed.com/bluewire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to indeed.com/bluewire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
It's not something like that I'm happy with. Put it that
way. Actually, do you know what I'll say in it? I said it on Twitter. De Gea seems to be back. It's a somewhat of a decent level.
Mm. Okay. Why don't you accept it? It's not of the old level, which is a decent.
Yeah, but that's like,
bruh, De Gea's back, fam.
That level was way up there, bro. But
he's you know what? A
respectable number one level now.
So. Yeah, I can accept that.
He's back, and listen, he's the best keeper in the league, innit?
Right. Bro, you're one of them mad bruns. You're one of them mad guys.
You know what?
On a big man thing, I promise you, I'm not trying to rat on no one. I swear to you, yeah, I never stopped thinking that he was the best keeper in the league.
I never wanted him dropped. Man were calling for Romero last season. That was crazy.
Man were calling him CTE and them thing there, bro. I'm telling you now, yeah.
I don't know about all of that. I was never on that.
Listen, Alisson looked good for the season when they finished second. Then up until lockdown last season, he looked really good. Since then, he's been getting injured. His form's been a bit patchy. And I'm looking at my man, and I'm not going to lie to you, bruv. I'm not looking at him like he's something like he can hit the Hayes heights. And yeah, Ederson, right, bruv, that guy's a walking calamity, fam.
I don't think any of the goalkeepers will go on to hit what De Gea did. De Gea did was next level stuff. Like you're not getting there in it. So I don't think that can be the benchmark. I think where Alisson is at now.
De Gea can hit that level again. Fact.
Nah,
that's a mad thing.
He might.
You know what, I don't even want him to.
He's third choice for Spain now and everything, bro. I don't even want him to.
You know why? Because for him to be at that level means we gotta be exposed again.
Yes.
He shouldn't have to be making them mad saves all the damn time anyway. He just needs to be a respectable level with a back line in front of him that's good. And then we don't have to worry about him doing Superman saves. Because that is effectively what he was doing. He was on Superman levels for about four seasons.
That's a fact. I've got another listener's question. This one's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but do we think Martial was a more effective player when he was cheating on his missus?
Nah, your man's taking it.
He's taking a piss.
But yeah.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie. When he was cheating, he was playing well in it. So
he was moving mad.
He was a happy man, then. He was a happy guy.
Guy's got a little bit of stability in his life, and now I can't hit a barn door, bruv.
Bro, the missus probably driving him nuts, lad.
Bruv, Edinson, please.
Getting a relief from the mistress, and now he's got no relief. He's got to deal with it.
He's pissed.
It's a bit peaked, though. It's a bit peaked.
So what's going on with Martial, though? Like, what is actually happening? Because that chance that Bruno created for him, he should have packed that.
He should have backed two.
Should have had at least two in that game, man. But then even like in for France, he was in for France. He should have had a hat-trick against Portugal.
But
I think, hat-trick, minimum.
For me, though, he's not playing badly. I just don't think he's being clinical with the chances he's creating. Obviously, he's not getting much from the players, but he seems to be... his performances exactly. Don't seem to be on the floor.
They're not far off, man.
With Martial, I've always been confident in his finishing. It's something that I've always thought to myself, give him a chance. Unlike Rashford, where I ain't confident when Rashford goes through. Mm. When Martial genuinely through, I genuinely think he's going to score. So it is a bit of a surprise for him to be missing chances that I expect him to this take.
But are you confident in him enough to be our main man, though?
I said this is his last season for me, bruv. If I don't see 20 goals this season, I'm not interested.
What, 20 Prem goals or?
I want 20. I need 20 Prem goals, bro. I'm not interested otherwise.
That's a mental. I'm not interested.
I'll accept it. Or, as I said in the last one, if like he had 18, Rashford at 18, and my other and Greenwood, then I can kind of live with that because then it's been shared. But if I don't want to see you get 18 league goals and then the next one down to 15, and I don't want to see that. Like, I need someone to be taking responsibility. We can't be relying upon players that can't get 20 goals a season, man. It's not, we won't win titles like that.
Yeah. Timmy, what are you saying?
Which Tim are we getting? We're getting Twitter Tim right now. We're going to get Twitter Tim. He's just going to go off.
Nah, bro. Listen, I ain't really got too much to say, bro. I'll be honest with you, man. I ain't really got too much to say, bro.
What? Nothing I on can't...
my bro.
Go on.
Get... Listen. The thing is, yeah, I'm not going to lie, bro. I just like rattling the 9am lot, bro, because I actually like him, but these guys are just blind, innit? And they can't see that he's just been trashed this season, bro. They try and blame it on... You know what's funny, yeah? They try and blame it on the fact that he gets no service or, oh, we don't create nothing for him or rare. And like, bro, like, in my head, I can think of about 5 chances he's had this season in all competitions where he should be scoring and he's not. Like, bro, he should have put us in the lead on Saturday, bro. Bruno, for once in his life, played an inch perfect pass to him. The net should nestle, bro. Greenwood bags it. Rashford bags it. Bruno bags it.
Whoa! I don't know about Rashford.
Rashford's bagging that. Rashford's packing that.
Rashford bags when it's instinctive.
And you know the annoying thing about the 9 a.m. lot, yeah. This is what they'll do. Ah, he was unlucky, man. He's playing well. His general play is good. Rare. Shut the fuck up and put the ball in the net, bro. You're the striker. You are the number 9, fam. I'm not trying to be like Sebi, bro, but Sebi's a visionary, bro, because he said it from time. We can't win a league title with Martial as our number 9. Shout out big guys like Big Rom, because they're doing their thing over in Italy as well.
It's Italy, bro. I'm not having any of that.
He's doing his thing over in Italy. Shout out Zlatan doing his thing over in Italy. They both left United.
You put Martial in Italy, he's doing his thing as well, bro.
Martial in Italy is playing wing back for Conte. Stop that right now.
Oh man.
Martial in Italy is playing wing back for Conte or he's sitting on the bench at Juventus, bro.
You're listening, yeah, but Martial's done better than Lukaku did for us.
Has he?
As a striker, yeah.
No, yes. As a striker, yes, he did. He's outscored him.
Bro, Ron bagged 28 in his first season.
I'm talking about Prem goals, bro.
Bro, one extra Prem goal.
Yeah. Bro, I don't care.
One extra Prem goal, bro.
One extra Prem goal in a better team as well.
Bro, someone said to me the other yesterday when I was doing my thing, like they were like, but Martial this and Lukaku didn't score from September to December. Right. When did the league start? September, right?
Now November.
How far are we from December? Listen, I can't remember who said it to me, but if you're listening, bro, you better hope Martial scores our next game. Because if you don't, he's on the same barren run that Lukaku was on.
I want to call the fact, don't get twisted, but I just saw that Martial gets a lot of stick even regarding this season, because I don't think he's not had a great run in the team, bro. He's been out for 3 games with the suspension, and the team isn't playing well. So there are mitigating factors as to why he's not doing great.
Yeah, but that's the same thing with Lukaku. When we were playing awfully under Mourinho for those 3 months before Mourinho got sacked, people weren't making those excuses for Lukaku. It was
but his diet was pants as well. He was fat.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but that's a different thing. But I'm talking about for the goal, the sense of goals.
Yeah.
When the team was playing badly, people just expected him to score. You get a chance to score.
I agree.
And right now, Martial's not doing that either, but people want to make excuses. And I'm with Tim. Like, I think Martial's a good player, man. Like you can't look at him and think he's not. But right now, he's not doing it. And really and truly, you got Cavani breathing down your neck.
You might have Cavani.
I'm having Edinson.
I'm not really having him, bruv.
You see, when he came on against West Brom, everything he played like be a pro player, bruv. Everything was lay it off and running behind. Everything.
Yeah.
And he didn't get once.
But then you know what I'm saying? I don't think he's got the legs to get away from them, man.
I feel like if Pogba's in that team on Saturday, Cavani bags. Because he plays that early pass behind the lines, Cavani's in. Cavani's not clinical like that, but he'll finish. Eventually, he's going to score because he makes the same run over and over and over again.
But you think he's getting away from defenders?
But you know what the thing is? He'll get away, man. He's not lost his legs like that.
Martial, if you looked at that game we had, Martial made a few of those runs, you know, where he's just expecting the ball to come in. And our team is so risk adverse that every time a striker is on the edge of the last player, if there's any risk in that pass whatsoever, we will go sideways. And
unless it's Bruno.
Exactly. And I do feel for Martial, and I'm not making excuses for him, but I do feel for him because he does make the runs. And at times, our players just don't even attempt to find it. And then as a striker, you're just going to stop.
You see when he was out, injured and Rashford was playing up front, same thing happens to Rashford. Rashford makes a run in behind and doesn't get the ball early. And then after the third or fourth time, whoever's in midfield.
Fred or
apparently Fred is staying back for extra sessions at Carrington with Carrick so that he can learn how to play them passes, bro.
I read that, bro.
That's what he needs. I'd rather him do that than fucking McTominay play.
Yeah,
he's not actually staying, but I think it was Bruno that said he was going to suggest it or something along those lines.
Yeah, Bruno said, that's so cheeky.
Bruno telling you now you can't go home, fam.
You know what I mean?
Cool. Looking at our youth team, which is probably like one of the few things that is going well for United at the minute in terms of like the quality of players we're getting and the investment in there. One of the listeners' questions was, how many of these players do you see realistically playing at the level they need to play at to make an impact at United? I know we mentioned Laird early on in the pod, but he hasn't featured for us in the first team this season.
Has he been injured?
He was injured at the start of the season. I'm not sure about now.
That's why he didn't go on loan, because he got injured.
Yeah. There's the likes of Medjugorje, Galbraith.
He's not.
Obviously, we've got...
I don't know about me and Hannibal, bro. That's my guy, fam.
Obviously, we've got Pelestri there now as well. So how many of those players do you see like coming through to make it at United? And I forgot my man's name, who's on loan at Watford.
Garner should be in the squad now, bro.
Said his hero is Gerrard. Get him out of my squad,
bro. Did he say that, bro?
Haven't had the centre mid in like a decade, bro. Who's he going
to
say?
Garner said, Gerrard is his hero. I'm not going to lie to you. You cannot be my club. You know what I mean?
What was he going
to
say, Paul Pogba?
That's
a goals. What? He can't say goals. He can't say Keane. What? I don't say Nicky Butt, for God's sake.
Right, shout out top 30 episode coming this week.
Come on. A man said Stevie Gerrard, bro.
That's mad.
Where did he say that?
Yeah, bro, when I find it, I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
that's it's crazy. He was like, and he knew he was gonna get stick for it. Is he mad?
That's a sticky one. You got to pretend it's goals, man. Even if
it's right, I think you got to do the pretending thing. pretend,
you know, like Robbie Keane, every club was his childhood club. You got to just pretend. Goals is your hero.
You know what I mean?
Garner should start. Garner should be in the squad by now.
You think he can cut the mustard at United though?
If McMayonnaise is in the team, then he should be in the squad.
Hey, listen, look, Sauce is all right, you know, but I want to
be God. No, he's not. You wanted Ferguson out.
Oh, God. You know what I mean?
No. McMayonnaise should be nowhere near the squad. Garner should be in and around it, I think. We should never let Gomez go. Who else is there? Galbraith's all right. I don't mind Galbraith, but I think he's a bit basic right now. I think he needs a loan. Who else is there? I think Mengi looks quality.
There's two players in the under-23s that need to get a call up quickly, bruv. And one of them's Mengi, And one of them is Mitch Bree, bruv. Hannibal. As soon as Pogba goes, just promote him.
There's another kid.
Him straight into the first
team. There's a kid in the under-18s, yeah? I think his name
Shortire.
The young... No, there's a kid in the under... I think his name's Zidane something. His first name is Zidane. We signed him at the same time we signed Medjugorje. He looks decent, but he doesn't play a lot. I think he gets injured a lot. He's one to watch. I can't remember his surname. It's Zidane something. Iqbal or something like that. He's got like a bit of an Arab name.
He might be a bit
Algerian, but from the highlight, when we signed him, the highlights I saw, he looked cold. He looked very techie, but I haven't really heard his name.
These youngsters at 16, you think they're going to be messy, but I saw, I think it was Halilovic. I don't know if you lot remember him.
He just signed for Birmingham, innit?
Fam, he just signed for Birmingham. I was thinking,
that kid looked, he looked cold from when I ain't seen much of him in the last year or so. I don't know what he's on now.
But you get fooled by these players though, bro. Like Pereira had me fooled, but I thought he was going to be a baller, bro.
Pereira fooled all of us, bro. Don't worry.
No homo. He was just handsome, fam. No homo.
And said he was just handsome.
That's Beckham without the tech. That's rude.
Oh, man.
That's rude.
Stevie's in the mud, fam.
Yeah,
he looked like you wanted him to be a baller, but
no, but he looked, I thought he was, bro. When I
used to carry himself like a baller, though.
He used to carry himself like a baller.
He had the swag. He just didn't have nothing to go with it.
He needs to be a club ambassador. He speaks like six languages. All right, on Pogba though, we can't do a podcast without escaping Pogba. I don't know if people have been seeing the Lampard video that's been circulating, him talking about how many bad decisions Pogba's made. And then obviously we know Pogba's got two seasons or one and a bit seasons left on his contract. How much can we realistically get for Pogba right now? And how long do you lot think we have him for? Are we going to let him go for free? Are we going to try and sell him one at the end of the season? Is there any chance he signs?
I think he resigns.
I think
we're dumb enough to resign him.
He'll be gone in the summer for about 40 mil.
No way.
I think he resigns.
I think he resigns because we're going to ask for a dumb amount of money. Because if Chelsea can get 100 million for Hazard in his last year, there's no way we let Pogba go for nothing.
I think we get about 60, 70 mil for Pogba.
Yeah, but bro, Hazard was doing bits, bro. Hazard was doing bits. Pogba's reputation's slightly in the mud at the moment, bro.
It's not in the world.
It is, bro.
Nah, bro.
Real Juventus,
Real Madrid,
they still take him, bro.
Bro, they don't want him.
Real Madrid
don't want him no more.
Yeah, I think the clubs that can afford him don't want him, and the clubs that can't afford him. So I think he'll end up re-signing because he's not.
That's what I think. Because I think he's going to get, otherwise, where's he going to get? United are not going to sell him. He has to stay for another season. And then it's about who wants you at 30. I just can't see it happening, man. I think he's going to re-sign.
I think realistically, Timmy's right. Because I think it would be criminal for United to let him go for free. And I can't see him with one and a bit years left on his contract. He'll have the pick of all the clubs to go to. Like if he's a free signing.
If he's playing the way he is now, another year. So let's say next Christmas.
Mm.
Realistically, if he's playing well again, we'll pay him what he wants to re-sign. If he's not playing well again, who's going to want him after 2.5 years of playing below Pogba?
People will take him for free.
Yeah, but it won't be free because he's going to be on dumb wages. He'll be coming up to 30 years old. That's going to be his last
paycheck. And he'll be last paycheck, yeah.
Yeah, he's not. And he's got Raiola as his agent. There's no way they're getting him cheap.
Nah,
he's going to be asking for stupid money.
I think he signs before next Christmas, though. I think he signs before then.
I think he re-signs and we sell him again a couple years later.
That is, I'm not going to lie, I think this suggestion from you, man, is so far-fetched. I think he's gone this season.
I think he's gone as well. We're not going to ask for cheap money because then we look dumb.
All right, let's see, we know this club loves image.
Imagine Man United after letting him go for free, they then sign him back for 90 million. He's then talking about Real Madrid for 3-4 years, and we refuse to sell him. And then we go, actually, do you know what? Here's have him for 40 mil. We'll look like dickheads, and we hate looking like dickheads.
But we already.
So let's keep it.
Yeah, but not to listen, management don't think we look like dickheads. They're happy with themselves right now.
So let's say it like this. So we're going with your scenario, yeah? We sell it for 40 mil, yeah? Who pays that 40 mil? And then who pays his mad wages? Who can afford to do that?
Juve. Yeah, but a lot of clubs pay
They can't afford mil. To pay their mad wages, bro.
Of course they can. They'll get rid of Ronaldo for him. Ronaldo's on £1 million a week or some shit. They'll get rid of Ronaldo. Ronaldo's like 70.
They can't do that for Pogba, bro. You can't.
They're not getting rid of Ronaldo for Pogba.
Nah, but they'll get rid of Juve are richer than people. Like they let.
But they're not going to want to pay. You got to understand. You can't pay Pogba's stupid wages simply because Pogba isn't someone that wins you games like that. So,
bro, I don't think. How much do you think Pogba will get on his next deal?
Well, what's he on right now? 200?
290.
290, yeah.
He's going to want 4 at least, isn't he?
Nah.
Who's giving him 4?
No one.
From his last five years at United, who's going to give him 400 and say, yeah, you deserve that?
The only team giving him 400 is us because we're idiots.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. This is the point. That's why I think he resigns.
I think he'll get 350 from us, not 4.
Nah, he'll get 4 from us.
Whatever he wants, we'll match it because we're too scared to lose.
He'll absolutely get 4 from us.
People will riot if Pogba gets 400k.
Bro, 400 is bonkers.
People were rioting because De Gea got it.
De Gea's on 400, bro.
Yeah.
Pogba will demand 400. Absolutely will demand 400.
And the thing is he will get it from us because we're too scared that if he goes and bangs, that we look dumb.
The only scenario...
United are mad.
I can actually see Pogba staying if we get a decent manager.
Bro, you don't flip-flop, boy.
Nah, you're not. Because in my head...
at what point does the manager stop mattering, man? Second manager. So a new manager would be his third. The first one was the one that signed him and decided he weren't enough for him. Now, Oli came in, made him the key guy, and then he went and signed Bruno and made Bruno the key guy instead.
Mm.
So another manager comes in, tries to get the best out of Pogba. He won't have a lot of time because his contract runs out. So he's going to have, 4 or 5 months to make Pogba the absolute best he can be and get him to re-sign under a new manager. He's not going to have enough time for it. At what point? That can't be a thing, man.
Bro, we're on season 6 of Unlock Pogba.
Hey, lie that,
bruv. Allow it, bruv. You rate flipping Bruno, bro. Just so I don't want to hear no rubbish from you, fam.
Hey, Bruno had me fooled, though. I ain't going to lie. I can rewatch
games. Don't be cheeky.
Bruno's good, man.
Bruno had us all fooled, bro.
He's effective.
He's not as good as people say he is, and he's not as bad as people say he is. Yeah. He's just somewhere in the middle.
He's got a 79% pass rate. That is not good, bro.
Yeah, but he's got like 40-something goals and assists in 50-something games. So
he's effective.
I don't care about his passing accuracy if he's scoring goals and setting them up.
Yeah, the problem with that, yeah, if we just ignore the fact that his passing accuracy is so poor and we play through him and he doesn't score, then we're kind of effed, bro.
But this is the point. The point is that he is scoring. So until it starts fucking around, you have to carry on with that, man. And it's not doing it for a 6-game spell like Lingard did. Or for a 10-game spell like Pogba.
It's penalties, bro.
But he's winning all these penalties, bro.
More often than not as well, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Bruno plays a fantastic pass. I'd say on average once a game that our forward line fails to capitalise on.
Yeah. Even the one against West Brom the other day where Matt knocked it back.
That was cold.
That's what I'm saying. But if Pogba does that and we score, everyone goes nuts. Or if he scores, yeah, but Bruno has 76%, but he's done that. No one cares. People will look at the percentage. When you're in that position on the pitch, your job is to get me goals and assists, and that's what Bruno's doing. I can't be mad at that. It's not nice to watch, and it's fucking horrendous when it doesn't work. But it works a lot more than it doesn't work right now. So,
all right, let's look forward to our game in the week. I know we've got the Champions League back, but we've got a quick succession of games. So we've got Istanbul, then we've got Southampton, and then PSG.
Southampton home or away?
Southampton are away. Which, to be honest, would be a better pick for us.
That's a draw, still. That's a good performance
Southampton?
With a bad result. Watch.
It's going to
be
for us?
Yeah, it's going to be a good performance with a bad result. Watch. That's what happens with us. When we play well, we don't get the result.
That could be a slapping, bro.
So wait, what were you saying? Istanbul's a given, yeah?
Yeah, we'll beat them at home. We should
we'll lose, bro.
We'll beat them.
No, I'm bugging. We ain't losing to Istanbul. We should have beaten them the first time, though.
Yeah, like, we're not losing to them twice in a month, man. Nah, we'll beat them.
That's a bit bad.
It'll be a scrappy performance, but we'll get the job done, I reckon.
All right, so Southampton and PSG, what are you lot saying?
I ain't confident there, bro.
We'll draw with Southampton.
At this point, I would take a draw as well. Like, it's that bad.
PSG's a madness because they might slap us. But at the same time,
yeah.
They are not good. They're probably not good. They've got sick. They've like, on paper, their squad is fucking horrible.
Like, I feel like Tuchel's getting sacked soon, anyway.
Yeah, they're gonna get poached, bro.
I feel like they're not gonna make it through the Champions League group either.
He's their old captain, bro. So
is he? Mad thing.
Yeah. So if they sack Tuchel, Poch is going straight there.
Yeah, well, 100.
He will be there within 48 hours, bro. Like,
he might cop Pogba then.
He might.
Yeah, that's a definite but still.
If he cops Pogba, watch Pogba ball out and everyone goes nuts that we sold him. That's what will happen.
Yeah, of course that's going to happen.
Yeah, because
it's man that no ball know that he's a baller, fam.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
You know what it is? He's got good action.
Nah, you don't know ball, Stephen. I don't want to hear
come on, come on.
Nah, you need to put the cover down, blood.
Pogba's got fucking, like, on paper, if you look at attribute, he's one of the best in the world, isn't it? But if your performance don't match, it don't matter. Like, let's be real.
Exactly.
If your performance don't match, it don't matter. And his performances haven't matched at all.
They haven't. This season has been awful.
So,
all right. So do you lot think we're going to qualify from this Champions League group?
Yeah.
I said we'd finish second when the draw.
I'm not going to lie. That loss against Istanbul is mad because everyone else is taking 6 points from them. So we actually may not qualify now.
Well, if we beat them, we're on nine from four games.
But we need 10. We now have to play PSG.
Yeah, but don't forget, PSG lost to Red Bull.
Yeah, but they were missing Mbappe and Neymar, bro.
Don't care, they lost.
Let's think this now, yeah. So we beat Istanbul, and we got 9 points.
Yeah,
right.
With 6.
I'm expecting PSG to beat Leipzig, right? So we got 9 points. Istanbul have got 9. Leipzig got 6 points. PSG have got 6 points. And Istanbul have got 3 points, right? We then have to play PSG.
Wait.
That's a must-win game. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No, you can draw it. You can draw.
It's not... Yeah, but even a draw doesn't guarantee we go through. Actually, no, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because I forget that it's head-to-head in Champions League and not... Yeah.
No, I still think
we lose to them anyway. I think
we'll come second in the group. If we'd beaten Istanbul a couple of weeks ago, we would win the group. But I think we'll come second in the group. But I said that when the draw was made. I didn't think it would go down this way. I thought we'd come second to PSG. But now I think Leipzig win the group.
Bro, if Leipzig win the group, then we go out.
Why?
So you're telling me Leipzig are going to beat PSG tomorrow?
I think so.
Nah, I don't think so, bro.
But did you watch the first game? Did you watch the first game?
No Neymar, no Mbappe, yeah, no flipping Icardi, bro.
Like, no Icardi hasn't been available all season. Neymar, did you watch the Monaco game on Saturday, on Friday? Neymar,
no, I didn't.
Horrible.
But bro, he's still Neymar.
Neymar looks about a stone overweight.
They're not losing.
Neymar looks about a stone overweight. Neymar's not fit.
All right, so you lot think we're good in the Champions League, yeah?
I think we're going to make it hard. We're going to make it very hard for ourselves.
We should be through with a win tomorrow, but because we're fucking shit, we want to make better entertainment.
A win tomorrow doesn't guarantee that we go through, bro.
No, but I'm saying we should have done it with a win tomorrow because we should have beat them already.
All right.
Yeah, we definitely should.
But if we win tomorrow and PSG and Leipzig draw...
That's good for us.
That'll be a good result.
What are they? What is it now? We're on 6. Leipzig's on 6.
Leipzig's on 6. PSG's on 3. Istanbul's on 3.
Yeah. So if we win tomorrow, we go to 9, and they draw. Yeah. We're in a decent place.
That's a done deal as far as I'm concerned.
And I wouldn't be shocked if they drew.
Yeah.
So
that's more likely than PSG losing.
Let's just win our game first. Fuck the rest of them. Let's just win our game because knowing us, they'll draw and we'll lose.
Yeah.
And it won't matter. So yeah. Let's just win our game.
Isn't it? Let's just win our game. Fuck
let's
it.
Just win our game, bro. We're talking like Istanbul didn't beat us a couple weeks ago. Let's just win our game. We'll deal with that shit after.
Cool. All right. Well, I think that brings us nicely to a close. We're looking for a bit of joy tomorrow from Istanbul. Guys, it's been a pleasure to have you on. We'll be back next week. As I said, sign up to the Discord, subscribe to the YouTube, sign up to the Patreon, all of that. We'll be back next week. And Mariah, I'm still on you. I'm on you at the start of the podcast. On you at the end of the podcast. Make it known.
This is a mad energy, cuz.
Mad.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Peace.
All right, man.
In a bit.
Peace.
Rashford, he's in here. He scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. Thank you. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man
U. Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, my bang you. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Mane. Ready! It defies description. How about Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh, yes! Welcome to Manchester United, Anthony Martial!
I beat for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that she danced on. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one.
Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Social Podcast Network.